Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Feeling things I never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't trust you? I guess the death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything, beyond, beyond. Space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet ya. I think you like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. Makes me feel at home, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't trust you? I get the sense that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything, beyond, beyond. Space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I give up, I'm in love, trying. I'll see.
Everything and beyond. Yeah, she might just be my everything.
another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to say thank you to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in 42 countries around the world. Now, I'm sure it's probably more than that by now, but I haven't really checked. So I first want to give a shout-out to Barbara Pierce from Unique Euphony Publications. And I want to get my co-host on here, Chris. And whoever is making noise in the background, please stop. So how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, Terry. But, yeah, I'm interested to see what numbers we are viewers-wise. So hopefully maybe next week you can give us a number, new number.
Yeah, I will check. But I won't read them all out because that will take about 10 minutes alone. But everyone
right.
tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're thinking about starting your own business or thinking about, you know, taking your idea and running with it and you need to know how to boss up, well, this show tonight is going to be very informative for you. And our guest is Anita Newsom, and I want to say hello to her right now. How you doing, Ms. Newsom?
I am doing awesome, Terry. How are you this evening?
Girl, the sky act like it want to open up and crack and ring. Kind of scared me. It was so loud.
I know. It's looking the same. Yes, over here.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, we must need it. Or God wouldn't give it to us. But, ooh,
that's right.
But, you know, that sound effect, man, kind of scares me. You know, I ain't no chump, but that gets my attention, I must say. You know.
Yes,
but, you know,
I hear
a lot of people always talking about when they want to start something that all they need is a mission statement and a qualify for a grant, you know, and people think it's just easy. There's so many free grants. It's not. And could you explain to people how difficult it really is and what's required to get a grant and to get it approved?
So that is a very good question, Terry. I have people come to me all the time that want grant funding, whether they're nonprofits or businesses. And when we get to looking at everything and, you know, seeing what all they have set up, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We got a lot of work to do first before we even get to that space, right? And so I actually designed was a three-phase process to help, you know, organizations and businesses get grant ready is what I like to call it. The first thing, you know, a lot of people, you know, tell you need to know your why. It's the same thing when it comes to grants. You need to know your why, because if you don't know it, it's no way you're going to be able to explain it. Right. If you don't know it and can't explain it, how you expect the funder to understand it, right? So you have to be passionate about, you have to be passionate about that thing and know it and do it in your sleep. But, you know, and people do the work all the time, but in the back office, things are not lined up the way they should. So the things that I like to try to do is, you know, look and see what all type of documentation they have, you know, making sure that they have their IRS determination letter if they're a nonprofit, because that's one of the first things they're going to ask for is that determination letter from the IRS. You know, that's one of the things. And then another thing is a strategic plan or, you know, and also your program outline. Because I can't tell you how many times I've tried to work with some of my clients, and then I ask them, okay, well, you know, the grant is asking for certain questions, but I can't pull this stuff out of the air because I don't know what you do. You know, I don't know what you want to accomplish with this money, but we need to be able to put it in words. So, you know, sometimes I have to help them develop, you know, the outline because that's what we work from. That's what people like me work from. We have to have something to, you know, to be able to develop this. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot of research. I tell people that it's more into the research side than it is the writing side. Once you, you know, get your statistics, you need to know your numbers on your target population, right? You need to know them like you know the back of your hand because those are the people you're serving. When you're asking for this money, you can't be saying, you can't be saying our organization needs this money because we got this stuff to do. No. You've got to say,
that's right.
You know, there's 25,000 homeless veterans in the city of Atlanta. And out of those 25,000, there are 30% of them that are homeless, okay, if you're serving that population.
Wow.
So you need to be able to know your statistics and be able to have your solved, you know, your solved data and your hard data. So it takes a lot of work, and a lot of times people don't want to put the work in or pay the money that it takes to put the work in.
Exactly. They just want the end result. Give me a check, you know.
Yes, that is so true. Yes.
But, you know, as well, when you give classes on that, what's the usual cost that they have to, you know, kick out, and how long is the course to learn exactly with your assistance how to file for a grant?
Well, I tell you, I actually just developed a grant program assistance for nonprofits. And what I did with that, I put it on a sliding scale, right? So they have to, you know, their paperwork to me just like they would when they were doing a grant, because I need to see, you know, what it is that you've already been doing, what kind of money you want to come in, what kind of money you have coming in, and then we can establish how much that would be. You know, I used to do hourly work. I try to get away from that now because a lot of hours go into this, and people are like, wait a minute. You done did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It took me that many hours just to go online, just to call these agencies to find out this data that I needed. So what I decided to do is, like I said, on one side of this, if nonprofits can qualify for it, you know, like I said, I put them on a sliding scale. The initial is around $150 to $250 to get started. And then after that, we do increments of anywhere, like I said, between $150 to it may go up to $450. You know, each phase that we will go through is going to require a different type of, you know, different type of work,
research.
Research, that R word. Let me tell you, when I teach my master class, I'm like, here, this R word is again, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, it takes research, a lot of research, knowing your population, knowing your, you know, your demographics of your community, knowing all of your stakeholders. You got to know all of that stuff. And a lot of people don't want to put the work in. But I tried to make it easy to where whether they want to educate themselves, I'm willing to do that, or if they want us to do it for them, we have it set up in that way.
Well, it's wonderful that you're doing that, because a lot of people want to be a boss. They think it's just easy. They think all they got to do is run on TikTok or Facebook, you know, or LinkedIn and get people to do them, you know, and they want to be boss. No, baby. That don't make you a boss. That just makes you driven to try to get somewhere and cut corners, you know, because if you really want something to be long-lasting, you won't have to do it right. You know, you can't put a thumbtack inside of something that needs a nail, you know, driven in it and hold it securely. You know, so
that's
some people, you gotta do the work. But Anita, exactly. Chris has a question for you.
Okay.
Yes, Anita. My first question, Anita, is so many of us are like down on our luck. So when I seen the topic was bossing it up, I was like, well, what is the question I was asking myself, and I'm asking you, is what is the best way to boss it up if, like, you know, if life, you know, if we're not feeling our best? Like, what is something that can motivate us?
One of the things that I've found, Chris, is to build or connect to a community, right? I work with some awesome ladies and gentlemen that, you know, when one is down, and, you know, maybe can't function at their regular level, the other one is there to pick them up. So I believe strongly in having a community that, you know, not only try to push their own message and their own brand, but we work together to help each other push each other's brand. So when you don't, you know, like I said, when we don't have the strength, you don't have the courage sometimes, because we push each other. We push each other to the edge. Okay, you see you on this cliff here. What you want is down there, so I'll cross there. But you got to cross this hurdle first. So let me help you cross this hurdle so that you can't feel like you're by yourself going through this. So that's one of my things that I love about the people I'm connected to. is, you know, they got my back and I have theirs. So when I'm down, they up, they pull me up, and vice versa. So that's one of the ways, you know, I see to conquer that.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, and also people need to understand, too, when you bossing up, that doesn't mean that, okay, you're going to start making money. You got to have a service, whether, you know, clothes fashion or writing books or a brand. You got to have something that you can brand, whether it's being a barber and you got a shop you want to, you know, get another shop and another shop. You know, you got to have something. You just can't say, I want some money. You know, it doesn't work that way. You got to have something, a desire, and something that you got to bring to the table. You can't just sit at the table and don't have a fork or a knife, you know, or a spoon. You got to have
right.
something.
Exactly.
Yeah, like they got these free programs. Like, for instance, if you don't have any money, you can get into learning about flipping houses or getting houses that people lost because they didn't pay their tax, and you can snatch them up and then sell them for full cost. There's a lot of things you can do to generate a position where you can boss up and make that bigger than what it is. But you just can't say, oh, I woke up today, I want to be a boss. Mm-mm. If it was that easy, you know, everybody would be doing it.
It is not. And I tell you, I thank God that he is, you know, he's given me the strength to be able to do the things I do, because I'm not going to say it first. I was back and forth. I'm going to tell you, I was back and forth in corporate world and out. I was like, you know, I'd be out there doing my own thing. Then I'd be like, you know what, it's the time's getting hard. I'm out here. I'm a single mom again. Let me get this job, right? These funds is getting low. So I would go in and out. I tell you, but this last time, I was determined. I am not going back. I was at a, you know, very demanding job that required a whole lot of me, but they didn't, you know, there was no space or room for me to grow. And, you know, I just finished my, right before I left, I just finished my master's degree, and I was bringing all these ideas, you know, it was a nonprofit organization, private organization, and, you know, they didn't want to give my voice, you know, any weight. And I'm like, I'm trying to bring, you know, y'all up to the 21st century, but you want to stay back in the 1800s. But okay, that's all right. Go ahead and do what you do.
Right.
It's time for me to go ahead and do what I do. So, you know, I just trusted God. It was scary. I had no idea what I was going to do at first, you know, but I got in contact with some great coaches, and I learned how to monetize my experience, my skills, in my education to be able to serve the people that I serve now, and I'm just thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a question that I've heard people say. I'm not really sure. They said that there's a whole lot of grant money out there to get, and I'm talking in reference to not wanting to have a business. It's just like it's just free money, but you got to fill out the paperwork. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that on several occasions that there's free grant money to get where – I don't have to have a service I'm trying to promote. It's just I can fill out paperwork and get the money. Is that true?
Well, as an individual, it depends on your situation. You know, there's money out there for single moms. There's money out there for people going back to work. I'm sorry, go back to school. There's money out there for veterans, because I'm a veteran myself. There's money out there for veterans to have their homes fixed. You know, renovations, if they need ramps and stuff like that. There is money out there. You just have to know where to go to get it. You know, it's not always generally put out there. You know, for instance, I was talking to one of the speakers that's going to be at my summit at the end of the month. She has been in the government contracting for over 30 years. That's not even the only industry that she's in. I didn't know she had a nonprofit, so we got to talking about it. And I didn't know she served veterans. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you served veterans. And she was telling me some of the things she does. I said, well, you know, Home Depot works with people that work with veterans. So, they will help you get supplies if you need to renovate their homes or whatever. She was like, I did not know that. I said, yeah, it is. You just have to know, like I said, it's that R word again, research, You have to be connected mm-hmm. with a resourceful person that know where to find that information at.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's money out there. It's just, like you said, knowing where to find them, knowing the process to get it, you know, get it set up, and just, you know, going for it. I say just get your feet wet. That's what I tell people all the time. Don't worry about if you're doing mm-hmm. it or not. Just get your feet wet. Get the practice in. Learn the process, and you will get more and more comfortable as you do that.
Absolutely. Chris, I know you got another question for Anita. Go ahead.
Yes, Anita, my next question is, you said do the experience, which I do agree with, but would you also agree that, you know, the more connections you have, the better?
Amen to that. Let me tell you something about connections, Chris. So,
I said the more connections, the better. Yeah.
Exactly. So what I, you know, people always say, what's the saying? They say it's all about who you know. But let me tell you.
I've heard it said a different way. It's not who you know, it's who you glow.
It's who? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
That's a whole other topic for another show, I believe. But look.
I agree with that one, too.
That's just half of that equation, right? It's all about who you know. The other half of that people don't realize is, no, it's all about who.
Right.
I know, like I was saying. Y'all would say, you know, I know Tyler Perry. Yeah, I've seen him on TV. I know Oprah, but they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
That's right.
That makes
that's right.
The difference in the world. So until you get out there, out of your comfort zone, you know, get to networking, rubbing some elbows with some folks, going to some places you might not feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, I had one time. I was telling her, I said, start going to some of these meetings that your city is having. Go to some of these, you know, these board meetings and find out, you know, get connected to your chamber. Find out where this money is going. And then you just find out where it's going. And you start, you know, introducing yourself to people. Hi, my name is. I mean, we got to get out of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that comfortable place, because it's not until people know you until you start seeing the change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and dress for success when you do go, because I've
Amen.
Been to some of those chambers of meetings before as well, to see how it was done, just because I'm inquisitive. Yep. And
mm-hmm.
I see the ones that come before the board in their jeans and looking all crazy. They really don't give them the time of day, but the people coming as suited and booted, you know, they listen to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't feel like they're being rushed, you know. So I like that. That's a good point that people need to do. Go to your chambers of commerce or your local, like even they might say, your utility bill company, well, we're going to have a board meeting to vote someone else in or whatever. Just go. See what's going on in your
mm-hmm.
town. Just go.
Exactly.
Just sit in and listen.
Exactly, because what happens, you all, the way the money funnels down is, we know the federal government, you know, they can make it, right? The Federal Reserve.
Right.
They can make money. So the money is at that level first, right? So it trickles down from the federal to the state. In the state, I'm just talking about government money. I'm not even talking about, you know, corporations and foundations that give money and have grants,
right.
you know, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But the government goes from federal to state, then the state, you know, trickles it down to the cities and the counties, right? And then at that level, they start to work with, you know, community organizations. State will do that too, but it's easier if you can work with somebody in your neighborhood. Like I said, somebody that has seen you out in the streets doing your work, you know what I'm saying? So connecting
exactly.
with your county or your city would be, I believe, is a good start, like I said, to get your feet wet, to start seeing where this money is coming from, learning who these people are, introducing yourself to them, and that's a good way to get your foot in the door.
That's absolutely true. Well, you know, I see that you have a lot of things coming up. Tell us about some of these events you got going on this month and I think next month as well.
Yes, yes, yes. We actually had a book event today. It has been a busy month of March. But, you know, I've just been excited about all the things God has had, you know, had me doing and having me and my community doing together. So one of the big things that I actually have going on this month is my second annual Funding Your Future Summit. I tell you, it was just a vision that God gave me, because I know the struggles that, you know, these new nonprofits and these new businesses or people that want to do these things. I know the struggle that, you know, that it is to get the funding that you need to be able to, you know, expand, to start, and to sustain, because nonprofits, you know, they start out with nothing. You know, most times they start out with nothing, so they have to work from the ground up. So my whole vision with that was, you know, to connect people that are doing these things in their communities to resourceful people that can tell them where the money is, how to get it, how to set yourself up, you know, not just your business, because guess what? You got to have your personal straight, too. You know what I'm saying? People don't realize when you try to go for a business loan and all your business credit and all those things, a lot of times they're going to look at your personal because they're like, okay, well, if your house ain't right, we're not going to come over here and let you mess up our house because you ain't even taking care of yours. You know?
Ain't that the truth?
So they look at all of that. So I have these dynamic speakers that come, and, you know, we all share our expertise, you know, resources. Excited about that. That is on March the 30th. It's going to be virtual this year only from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our keynote speaker, y'all, is Kim Schooley. And a lot of people are like, well, I haven't heard of her. But wait a minute. She been on CNN. She been on Fox. You ain't never heard of her.
I've heard of her.
Yes. Kim is going to be our keynote speaker. And she, of course, we know, is the co-author of How Money Works for Women. And she has been all over this country showing women how to level up. And I love that about Kim.
I love her.
Yeah, she is awesome, isn't she?
Yes,
she is. I am excited about, we got an interview coming up with her soon. And then she's going to be on that, you know, as our keynote speaker. So she's going to be bringing the sauce, y'all. So I'm telling, not only the women, but I need the men to go on and sign up. Because look, I know I be cheating myself. I don't be trying to make money from this. It's only $65. And we have 7 dynamic speakers just besides Kim that are, you know, I have the government contracting lady is going to be sharing her expertise in that area. I have another person that's going to be talking about chef companies and how you can get your foot in the door with a chef company. I never knew what that was. I was like, what? Oh, my God, bring that stuff. Yes, bring all that information. Then we got people
talking
about personal finances, how to build your credit, how to get your credit repaired so that you can qualify for business credit. We got some everything. We got TV producers. I'm a TV producer myself as well. My executive producer will be there. She's going to be telling folks how to monetize yourself on TV. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain, y'all. I'm excited.
I believe it. Yes, I believe that.
Yes,
girl.
Yes.
Well,
so
you know,
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Anita.
Okay. Well, I was just because you mentioned next month, and I mean we have little stuff in between that's going on. I do have an offer for women this month since it's Women History Month, for them to be able to get on TV for a very, very low cost. So they can definitely contact me for that because we're helping women and men, just businesses all together, to expand their brands globally. So we do that on our Zonja TV network. And then next month, I think you mentioned it, I will be going back to where I raised my family in Columbus, Georgia. I lived in Columbus, Georgia for over 20 years because me and my ex were both ex-military. And so a lot of my Georgia family, I say, is in that area. So I decided to go back there and do a book event. So we're calling it the Book Lounge. And we're going to have different authors. You know, we're going to be sharing from our books, and we're going to be having resources. And I'm just excited about that, too, going back, I feel like, to one of my stomping grounds. And,
all
taking,
right.
You know, taking
well,
some folks with me and putting us together.
Well, Ms. Newsom, our time has ran out. We're down to seconds. But, you know, we can always get you back because you got so much to tell, and we want to give you the opportunity to tell it, you know. So hit me back up after the show is over in a few seconds, and we can see whether our schedule will fit yours to bring you back to continue to complete this thought because it's a lot of things people need to know.
Yes, that'll be awesome. I appreciate it, Terry. Thank you.
Anytime.
You're also Chris. I enjoyed it.
Well, we're going to have you back. We're going to do a part 2 and Boston up. And thank you for being here tonight.
Because you're a family. You're a family now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a family. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
That's right. Once you be on the show, you can always come back.
Hey, man.
Well, y'all
I
both have a
it.
Safe weekend. Anytime, darling.
You too.
And I'll be calling you shortly. All right. Take
All
care
right.
now.
Y'all have a good night.
Bye-bye. All right. You too.